It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action tonight from the Forside Fieldhouse as we start our first MAC action here at Fort Recovery. Jordan, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Well, doing well. And so we got the Parkway Panthers, the 2-2 Parkway Panthers, coming into the Fort Recovery Gymnasium tonight and taking on our 2-1 Fort Recovery Indians. And we will be back here on the Wayne IGA pregame show.
And that means parties, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need. Your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, and everything you'll need to make your favorite dish. Plus their famous cheese balls and, of course, their party trays. Cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. And don't forget about their ready-to-go chicken. Just stop by and grab some and head to the party. And if you want a larger quantity, call them a few days ahead of time, and they'll have it ready to go for you when you get there. They can make your party planning easy. Just call Wayne IGA at 375-2865 and order your party trays and chicken.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're here with Coach Bob Leverett playing Parkway tonight. So what do you think Coach Hughes has in store for us, and what do we have in store for them?
So Parkway this year, they're playing 10 kids, Neil. They'll start five, and they bring five off the bench who are very similar to their first five that they start. So kind of a neat situation he has there. The younger kids that come in are juniors and sophomores, so a pretty cool situation he has there, being able to play 10 kids. Now, that was early in the year, not against MAC competition, so we're not sure if he'll still do that tonight with it being a league game. But he does have a deep bench. With that being said, they run a lot of nice motion offense with some back screens, curl action, ball handoffs, and stuff like that. So very fundamentally sound offensively. He likes to control the pace of the game. Defensively, we've seen a lot of man and some 2-3 zone and some 1-2-2 full court press. As far as us, we're just going to continue to do our stuff.
All righty. Thanks for talking with us. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello,
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines. Your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And again, we're back here. Brian Patch, Jordan Winter at the Fortside Fieldhouse as the 2-2 Parkway Panthers are taking on our 2-1 Fort Recovery Indians. And got about a minute here right before the tip. But, Jordan, you want to run down kind of the outcome for Parkway so far with their season?
Yeah. So with them being 2-2, they lost to, or I beg your pardon, they beat Upper Scioto Valley 54-48. They beat Van Wert 43-40. Their two losses was Wayne Trace 48-39. And then Crestview, 54-45. So all pretty relative in scoring. It's going to be a pretty interesting matchup.
Yeah, and the Crestview team and Wayne Trades both are really well coached, really well, really good teams. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a good game tonight. Like I said, you know, Coach Leverett said in pregame show, and you saw the same thing on film watching them, that they play five in, five out. And so it'll be interesting if they try that strategy tonight in the MAC and try to wear you down and the physicality part of it, or see what Coach Hughes rolls the dice and do that with just playing straight guys. And also it's going to be interesting to see how our Indians bounce back after a loss on Tuesday as well.
Yeah, it will be, very much. I know their first five they like to play is a group of older kids, and then they like to come in with some younger guys. So it'll definitely be very interesting.
Yep. All right, well, let's take a break and be back for after the national anthem.
IGA knows that the holiday season can be a very busy time, and it can be a challenge to find the time to make a good meal for your family. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and more. Then grab some of their delicious side dishes and head on home with a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all throughout the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Holidays are approaching, and the Tin Cupboard is again taking orders for their delicious homemade pies for your festivities. Everybody loves their pies, and they have lots of different flavors of their tasty fruit pies and lots of other varieties available. Order ahead of time by stopping in or calling 375-3034, then you can focus on all your other holiday preparations. Just let the Tin Cupboard know what pies you want, let them know when you need them, and they'll do the rest. Great to know that even if you won't have the time to make great pies for your guests, or if you just know they make better pies than you do, you can still serve your guests an awesome dessert this holiday season. Just stop in or call the Tin Cupboard at 375-3034 and place your order now.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
And welcome back here to the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Getting started here with Parkway's starting lineup. We got number 2, Trevor Stearns, a 6-foot junior. We got number 5, Devin Crouch, a 5'10 senior. Number 12, Fletcher Smith, a 6-foot senior. Number 23, Caden Berry, a 6'3 senior. And number 32, Trent Rollins, 6'3 senior, coached by longtime coach Doug Hughes.
And for our Fort Recovery Indians, Coach Bob Leverett, in his second year, will be going with his senior starting lineup, which that would be number 3, 6'1", Reese Guggenmiller. Number 4, 6'2", forward, Alex Dews. Number 10, 6-foot guard, Troy Holman. Number 12, 6'4", forward, Rex Leverett. And the newcomer to that group in this year playing basketball, which we're super happy he is, that is 6'3", number 23, Gavin Fowler. So coming in for tonight there, Jordan, looking at some stats. Gavin Fowler is our leading scorer with 11.3 points a game, and the kid never played a high school basketball game until this year.
That's crazy.
Isn't that amazing? That's
crazy.
Absolutely awesome. Amazing awesome. For that young man. So happy for him. And then second leading scorer then comes in is Rex Leverett with 8 points. And then followed by Reese Guggenbiller with 6.7. Troy Holman with 5.7. Briggs Overman had a great game the other night, leading us in scoring, I think, with 15 or 17. With 5.7 points as well. Alex Dews with 5 points a game. And Eli Leonard then chips in with 1. So
yeah. Should have a good matchup here.
Absolutely. Jumping here for the Indians is going to be 6'4 senior Rex Leverett. And jumping for the Parkway Panthers is Caden Berry at 6'3", and the Indians control the tip to start off. Troy Holman's walking it up, seeing what the Panthers are in. Looks like they're going man-to-man here, Jordan. Reese Guggenbiller has the ball on the left-hand side. A lot of ball pressure. A little hand action, too. Alex Deuce has it on the left-hand side. Dribbles over and hands off to Troy Holman up top. Looks to penetrate. Trying to find Reese Guggenbiller on the backdoor cut. Swings it over to Alex Deuce. On the left-hand side, receives a ball screen from Rex. A little pick-and-pop action. Indians are very patient here to start off. Taking 30 seconds off the clock already here, Jordan. As Coach Leverett told us the other day, too, our wins are going to be ugly and our losses won't be, we'll fight hard to the very end. And that's something we're definitely going to see, I think, here, too, in the MAC play. So Troy Holman drives into the paint, kicks out to Rex. Thought about a three, shoots it off the rim. A good hustle play by Alex Deuce. Throws it back in bounds as he's going, falling out. Parkway picks it up, pushes ahead in transition with Crouch. Oh, somehow we lost it. Throws it over to
Rollins.
Rollins, yep. Offensive rebound, put up, no good. Gavin Fowler with the rebound. Troy Holman brings it up the left-hand side. Again, the Indians going right to left on your radio dial. Troy drives in, gets fouled, and no good. It will be going to the free throw line, unless they called it on the floor. Nope, they called it on the floor. You know, we left the other night and went home, Jordan, and Daniel made the comment we were talking about on the way home that we probably should have had 2 or 3 fouls early in the game that could have changed that outcome.
Right.
We didn't get free throws on. And we talked about that with the start, going up with shots they didn't call it. Alex Deuce comes off that with the 3 and hits it. Breaks the scoring drought here in the game and for the Indians.
Fletcher Smith bring the ball up down right side of the floor.
Indians jump into a 1-2-2 here.
Yeah.
Showing that early
to
tonight.
Berry. Back over to Stearns. Stearns to the corner to Rollins. Back up. Trying to survey the floor. Trying to get a little bit of action. Looks like Parkway is. Into Rollins in the post. Little jump shot missed. Offensive rebound for Caden Berry. And Gavin Fowler comes up with a garbage rebound there. Nice little tip
pass from Rollins when he realized he couldn't get it. Tried to tip it over to Barry. As he played.
And, you know, size-wise, we match up with them pretty well. I mean, it looks pretty even right now.
Yeah.
Stagger coming up for Reese Guggenbiller. Catches it at the top of the key. Three in and out. Gavin Fowler with the hustle rebound. Takes it up. Strong gets called for the foul on Trent Rollins. His first. Gavin Fowler will go to the Hall Brothers free throw line here. .541 to go in the K&L Tractor first quarter scoreboard.
Gavin Fowler hits the first bucket.
Giving him his first points on the night.
Second one's up. And in and out. Caden Berry with the rebound.
All the way down and back out. Kind of like Reese's three.
That's right. Stearns bring the ball up on the left side of the floor. Rotates over to Fletcher Smith. Back over to Caden Berry. Back over to Stearns.
And you're still in the 1-2-2.
Yeah, yeah. Stearns with the ball at the top. Back over to Caden Berry. They're taking their time. They're being patient right now.
Yeah, they're trying to get Trent Rollins in the high post or short corner coming off of this stuff.
Stearns attacks the short corner. Nothing there. Back out to Berry. Ooh, big three by Berry on the left wing there.
Looks smooth doing it. Nice ball movement and patience by the Parkway Panthers. 4-3 Indians lead here with under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Troy Holman's walking it up. Thrown under the Rex Leverett on the right-hand side. Out to Alex Dews up top. No good. Rebound tracked down by Troy Holman. Power dribble. Passes over to Gavin Fowler. Misses it. Nice pass by Troy Holman. Gavin just couldn't execute that. Crouch has the ball up top. Throws it over to Fletcher Smith. Brings it back up. Runs a set here that Coach Hughes wants. Throws it over to Crouch on the left-hand side. Quickly over to Stearns. Trying to get Barry up top, coming off of staggered screen. Drive in, kick out. Rollins for three. No good. Going to be a hold call. Yep. Looked like Reese Guggenbiller on the hold on the backside rebound on the box out.
I'm very shocked how patient Parkway's being right now.
Yeah, they're doing a good job, I think, on offense here.
And, I mean, hats off to our defense as well. We're staying in front.
Yep.
Stearns with the ball. I apologize. Fletcher Smith with the ball at the top. Over to Stearns.
Trying to get Rollins.
Stearns down to Rollins, yeah. Rollins with a little post move, a little hook. Got it. 2 points.
Nice move. Parkway definitely knows what they want to do with the basketball. You can tell they're a older, mature team with the execution part of it for sure, which we are too. Rex Leverett has the ball on the left-hand side. Comes up with the ball screen by now Gavin Fowler. Nice little pass in there. Collects it, goes up, and scores.
Doug Hughes wanted to travel there. But
he did, but you got to have control of the ball, which he didn't at that time. So that's a good call on the no call. And
great,
here comes
the
five-in.
There's the five-in.
Stearns has the ball over to Barry. Thought about a three. Swings it over to Smith. Looking for Rollins on that short corner. Actually, Parkway's running some real good stuff against this. You've got a high-low action you're looking for. Overloading it on the wings. Nice ball movement. Stearns for three. Way off. Gavin Fowler gets it in there with Rollins on a jump ball.
And they are. They do have good action. Like you said, you know, they're going high. Then they mix up and they cut low. And
all right, this is a nightmare for us announcers.
So now we have...
I was just getting to know those five guys from Parkway.
I know. So now we have five separate Parkway guys coming in. We have number 44, Doug Hughes. Number 14, Wyatt Carpenter. 42, Ethan Pond. And number 10, Xavier Samples.
And Hughes was blocked there by Eli Leonard's runner up there by Rex Leverett. Probably a fourth shot, but nonetheless... Got a shot up in transition. Going to be a foul called on the Indians. And 12 would be Rex Leverett on the call, on the foul. So Ethan Pond is a sophomore. He's the only sophomore on the roster. Everyone else is a junior or senior. You know, one thing about Parkway is there's some nice-looking athletes out here, which I saw they just hired a new football coach as well. So
Holding the ball is number three, Braden Bruns. Over to Pond. Bruns swings it over to Rogers. Over to Samples. Trying to get Hughes in that high post. Pond coming in on the backside. Bruns has the ball.
Over to Carpenter.
Nice feed inside. They're getting some looks.
Yeah.
Just short on them. Briggs Overman, who checked in, is pushing it up in transition. Nice pass from Rex Leverett to Gavin Fowler inside in transition, but the foul is going to be on Doug Hughes.
That'll be Parkway's third team foul.
2 minutes to go here in the K&L Tractor first quarter scoreboard. Indians lead 6-5. Gavin Evers checks in and replaces Leverett. So we got Overman, Evers, Fowler, Leonards, and Holman on the floor for the Indians. Gavin Evers receives the ball inbounds. Trying to get Briggs coming off a flex cut. Evers swings it over to Holman. Back up to Leonards. Thought about a three. Over to Overman. Again, Overman had a great night the other night, leading us with 15 points. Troy Holman received a screen from Gavin, but turned it down. Swung it to Leonards on the left.
I'd like to see Briggs Overman a little bit more ball action here.
Yep. Eli has the ball. Survey throws over to Gavin Evers. A little 12-footer on the baseline. No good. Great hustle by Gavin Fowler, tracking it down. Doesn't get a Parkway pushing in transition. And off for Pond. Shoots a three.
No
way
good.
Off. And it's going to be a holding foul. Yep, on Parkway Hughes. I believe that's his second. You know, normally at this point in the first quarter, you probably take him out. But if you know you're going for 5 for 5,
yeah,
you know he's only playing half the game anyway. So,
yeah. It's just crazy. You don't see this at the varsity level.
Not a whole lot. Unless you think you got a lot of depth, it's not a lot of drop-off, right?
Yeah.
And at that point, you keep 10 kids happy and hopefully the parents and everything else. Holman has the ball left. Look for pick and roll there with Gavin. Briggs has the ball. Receives a pick and roll from Gavin. Missed him inside. Three for Leonards, no good. Rebound by Evers, but loses the ball. Troy Holman tracks it down. Probably got fouled. They don't call. Looks like jump ball. Should be Indians ball.
Oh, it's falling Parkway ball.
Yep, should be Indians ball. He pointed the wrong way.
Yeah, there you go.
Luckily, I'm behind. I can see the arrow right there in front of us. Minute 4 to go here in the first quarter. K&L Tractor first quarter scoreboard, 6-5. Nurse turns around, gets a little chuckle there at Bubba Stoggs. Sees our official. He also officiated the girls' game last night, which we came away victorious. So congratulations to Coach Dykes, who was a Parkway assistant. So I'm sure he feels good beating his former team that he'd coached with, I think, for 8 or 9 years. So Overman has the ball on the right-hand side, looking for pick and roll. Picks his dribble up, throws it over to Gavin Fowler on the baseline. 45 seconds left. Nice double team there. Fowler had his back turned, and Pond came down and trapped him.
And this jump ball will go to Parkway.
Yeah. 40.3 seconds to go.
Definitely a scrappy group they put in there, those five.
Yep.
Looks like Rollins is going to be checking back in. Checking in for Doug Hughes.
Watching just in this first quarter, Rollins definitely seems like their best player, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe he's been on the varsity roster since his freshman year. Yeah. So
Samples has the ball on the left-hand side, throws it over to Carpenter. Back up to Samples. 25 seconds to go. I'm assuming they're going to take a last-second shot or close to it anyway. Bruns has the ball, swings it over to Bruns. Back over to Samples. Over to Pond. Over to Carpenter. For three up for Bruns. Good.
Got it.
9 seconds to go. Gives Parkway 8-6 leads.
Go.
Holman has 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Troy drives in. Is he going to get a shot off? Gavin Evers for three at the buzzer. No good. Actually, I feel like it was a fast-paced game for being patient on both teams. Your thoughts after the first quarter?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it was a very fast-paced game. There wasn't much stoppage in the game. And as I chuckle here, they got Parkway subs in four guys again. So it's definitely going to be interesting. I know the physicality on both sides, I feel like, pretty even. Parkway might be being a little bit more aggressive on defense. So see what happens here in the second quarter.
All right, let's take a break and listen to some of our sponsors.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs.
We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
And we're back here at the Fort Side Fieldhouse after first quarter. Parkway Panthers lead 8-6 over our Fort Recovery Indians. Overman has the ball, swings to Leverett, over to Reese Guggenbiller on the corner. Fake this to ball screen, great drives pass in, and Rollins did a great job of changing that shot up on Guggenbiller. Rollins with a pull-up jumper. No good. Rex Leverett with a tough rebound. Got it. Swings it over to Overman, walking it up on the left-hand side. Mason Diller also checked in at the quarter there for the Indians, as Leverett, Dews, and Guggenbiller did as well, leaving Overman out there on the floor with the Indians. Got Leverett posted up inside. If we can use that advantage on Crouch. Alex Dews with a deep three. Got it. Big three there by Alex. That's his second three on the night, giving
Smith
him six.
Pushing the ball up to Stearns. Stearns with an open jump shot. No good off the back of the rim. Tough rebound. Rollins with the offensive rebound. He makes the basket, and he's going to the free throw line for one.
That kind of looked like a weak foul, I thought.
That was.
Matter of fact, I didn't even see a foul, but I guess.
As physical as the game's going,
right,
calling something like that's
right,
pretty crazy to me, but.
Foul is on Alex Dews. And cashes in for Trent Rollins on the Hall Brother free throw line, giving him five on the night.
Parkway extends out to a three-quarter court, 1-2-2.
Good skip pass. Now we can attack
rotate
it. 2-3-on-1. Nice pass inside.
Good job.
From Briggs Overman to Alex Dews. Alex is having himself a night. Eight
giving
points.
Eight
of our 11.
Briggs scored even to 11.
Yep. Indians back into the 1-2-2 zone. Crouch has the ball on the right-hand side. Over to Smith. Swings it up to Stearns. Stearns over to Rollins. Good ball movement here by the Panthers. Again, baseline runner.
Berry with a deep three from the right wing. No good.
Foul on Stearns. Actually, they run some great action. I'm just watching this. They're running three guards around. They got a high post guy and a short corner guy. On the ball reversal, the high post dives short corner. The short corner then flashes to the high post. And the backside wing covers the low post. When you catch it, you got your triangle filled. Not a great spot to be catching it. And Coffin corner by Lorex Leverett is able to break through. Good senior strength there by Rex. Right back to him. Step into that, Rex. Good drive.
Ooh.
Draws the foul on Crouch.
And you
Devin
know,
Crouch.
You know, like you were saying with the Parkway offense, and what really makes it tough, you know, that guard comes back through there, and then your whole opposite side, they're struggling to cover.
Right. You know, most of the time you run a high-low against that, but most teams don't sneak that backside wing in. And
yep.
So Rex Leverett cashes in on the free throw, the Hall Brother free throw line, giving him his first points of the night. Again, Rex averaging 8, shooting 63% from the free throw line, 5 of 8 on the year. Misses the second one a little strong. Stearns with the rebound. Pushing ahead in transition right now. Oh, charge. That's got to be a charge. Yes,
yeah,
sir. Nice job, Mason Diller.
Great charge there.
That gets you some more playing time.
Yeah.
Especially from Coach Metzger, who does the sub, and he loves charges.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery Insurance is our second quarter sponsor, so thank you, Fort Recovery Insurance. And it sees our Indians on the top with 6 minutes to go, 12-11. Troy Holman's walking the ball up. Receives the pass over to Mason Diller, over to Alex Dews. Lets her fly.
Got it.
Good. Alex Dews is in his zone tonight.
Great
third
shot.
Three of the night, giving him 11 points. 11 of our 15. He's tied the score Parkway himself.
Kid shoots with so much confidence. I love that.
Yep.
Smith with the ball over to Crouch. Crouch back up to Smith.
Right now, And when we get a dead ball chance here, we'll talk about it. But I can already see an adjustment the Indians defense made, and I absolutely love this right now. Good ball movement and patience here by Parkway. Crouch has the ball on the right hand side, skips it over to Stearns.
I love the cover on the high post.
Yep. And Coach Hughes takes a full timeout. So let's take a timeout with them. Again, 5:09 to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Our Indians lead 15-11. We'll be right back.
We have another great presentation at our museum going on now and is continuing each weekend through January 7th. It's entitled St. Clair's Defeat Revisited, A New View of the Conflict. This is a temporary exhibit and introduces us to the complex history of St. Clair's defeat on November 4th, 1791, and its context and aftermath with respect to the nine tribal nations who orchestrated the greatest defeat of the U.S. military in our country's history. The exhibit's four themes, design, and immersive qualities will give us the context of, number one, the background, number two, the battle and Native Crescent strategy, number three, the aftermath, including broken treaties, removal, and boarding schools, and number four, the persistence of tribes today. This exhibit will remain here at our museum through early January and will be open and free to the public from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with the exception of Christmas and New Year's weekends, when it will be open on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 11 to 4. This exhibit has been thoroughly researched and is presented with the input and endorsement of the nine tribal nations who were involved in the battle here. You don't want to miss your chance to see more about the Native Americans' perspective on their historic victory over the...
And we are back here. Parkway checks the ball in. Back into their zone offense. Barry with the ball. We'll chase up to Stern. Back over to Smith on the left wing.
Ooh, got
Stern attacks the high post. Nothing there. Kick out three for Barry. Got it. Brings the Parkway score to 14. 15-14.
And that's Barry's second three of the night. Holman has the ball, receives the ball screen from Gavin Fowler. Troy drives in there. All the way around the rim, and one.
I think that hit every part of the rim there, Coach.
It definitely rolled around on all parts of it, for sure. Basket's good by Troy Holman. His first 2 points of the night. And he'll step to the Hall Brother free throw line for the chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Eyes it, flies it, and good.
Number three, Braden Bruins, checking in for Crouch.
Up, and here comes the other group.
The other four.
And
I'll get these names down eventually.
Time you do, the game will be over.
I know.
So the one thing we were talking about off air as well, the change that the Indians made on defense. Right now, our wing, which is, if you're watching on TV, Guggenbiller and Holman, they're going to cover everything and keep Fowler and Leverett in on the block. That way they cover the short corner. They'll show, and they're going to drop. At least they had been. And then that way our wings cover all that. Alex Dews then will rotate over and help cover the high post a little bit in that top. Rex shows, drops. That way we're covering the high-low and baseline runner stuff, which I like. Now see Gavin's dropping. Parkway's doing a great job right now. Patience looking for a three, and there is one. No good. Good box out by Gavin Fowler, and Rex Leverett cleans it up. Troy Holman has the ball on the left-hand side, bringing it down. 18-14 here to go, with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Holman receives a ball screen from Gavin Fowler, drives in, kick out to Rex Leverett, thought about a three, swings it over to Reese Guggenbiller. Pick and roll. Keep that dribble, Reese. Nice flash by Rex, and Gavin Fowler finds him up and short on the drive. Talk about a little bit there, right there, Jordan, real quick. You kind of made that sound, and I saw the same thing with Reese picking his dribble up. Why do you not want to do that?
Yeah, because, you know, when you maintain that dribble, it gives you that little bit of time to also look at your slip guy, let alone you create that space to make that pass. You know, there's too many kids nowadays, and I see it all the time at junior high level, where you start that dribble, you pick it up too soon, and now you can't see that passing lane, let alone you lose your ability to attack to the rim. So,
and then plus defense can go out and deny that pass. So.
Yep.
Rex missed the first free throw. Leonardson, Overman checked in for Guggenbiller and Dews and missed the second one badly there by Rex. Eli Leonardson is going to be called for the foul, and coming over to the floor, to the bench, Reese Guggenbiller and Coach Leverett told him that exact same thing, keep your dribble alive. And Because plus, they may if they're coming off that ball screen, they may switch or they may not. They may miscommunicate. Now you have a chance to drive instead. When you pick your dribble up, now you can.
Yeah.
Carpenter has the ball up top, swings it over to Bacuse, over to Samples. Back up to Bruns. Gets it inside to Samples. Pond has the ball over to Hughes. Swings it back up to Carpenter. Back to Hughes. Great defense right now by the Indians. Rex Leverett's playing the point of that. So we got our 6'4 forward out there at the top with long arms. They're really making it tough. Yeah.
And I'm assuming they're doing it for more for the speed to cover these corners.
Yeah, plus between Briggs and Troy. Troy's a little stronger, a little more mature as a senior. We'll get those box outs in. Just like that right there he did.
Yeah.
A great job by Troy.
Especially when you're not going against a team with a bunch of height.
Right. I mean, like a Marion, you don't want to do it there. But.
Yeah.
Nice ball fake. Three by Bruns. That's his second one of the night. Braden Bruns. Wonder if that's his sister that plays for the girls who was hurt last night, didn't get a play. She's a nice junior for them as well, and he's a junior, so I wonder if they're twins. Or no relation at all.
Yeah. Plenty of bruises, right? Rex Leverett with the drive. No call.
They're going to call charge.
Wow. I think Rex Leverett just tried to go through about three guys there. And I figured he would have got a hand check somewhere out of that. But they called the other way and called charge on him. Alex Deuce checking in for Rex Leverett. Alex is going to fulfill that top spot here in our 1-2-2. Currently, the Indians are leading 18-17 here in the K&L second quarter scoreboard.
For recovery insurance. We switched.
Oh, we did.
Oh, you got a different
one
than I do.
One, yeah, so.
Well, hey, let's turn that one down. We'll go off of this one.
Give a shout out to both places there.
Neil's killing us here with two different cards, different sayings on them.
So Parkway, turn the ball over.
As he's laughing across the floor.
Troy Hillman bringing the ball down from here for the Indians. We got a minute 40 left here.
18-17, the Indians lead. Hillman swings the ball over to Overman. Back up, a little dribble weave to Leonard. It's up top. Over to Alex Dews. We got to get Alex a touch right here. Mm-hmm. He's been hot for us, has 11.
And they're not going to let him see the light of day, I would imagine.
Yeah, Carpenter's on him pretty close. Leonard has the ball on the left-hand side, getting Overman coming off of a staggered screen. Drives in as Briggs. Looking for Alex now. He has a touch up top on the left-hand side. Good drive there, Alex.
Hey, one good thing.
Oh, count. It went in, but they're saying on the floor.
But he will go to the line and shoot, too, with the new foul goal. So. Yeah.
And that is Carpenter's second foul. That's one thing that helps if you hit some outside shots, which we haven't hit a lot of this year. But that opens up more of the paint and the floor to be able to drive. Alex misses the first free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line. Stat I had noticed, Jordan, on our threes for the year, we are 11 of 34 on the year for 32%. Our opponents are 21 of 63 for 33%. So not a lot higher of a percentage, but the difference is we've made 11, they've made 21.
Yeah.
So
that's
a huge difference in the ball game.
Very much.
So we got to make up on it, in other ways. So.
Missing free throws don't help.
Yep, you're correct.
Good offensive rebound.
Alex right back up and finishes it. Missed the two on the free throw, but collected the two back on the basket.
That occurred more than 230 years ago.
And ball's back over to Samples. Caden Berry with the ball. And we are back in a man defense. Bruins with the ball, passes over to Samples. Samples over to Carpenter. Carpenter attacks the lane, nothing there. Three ball by Bruins, no good. Alex Dews with a tough rebound there. Troy Hillman pushing the ball to the floor.
45 seconds, Indians lead by three. Kick out to Overman for three in the corner. No good, that would have been big.
That would have.
Bruns with a rebound. Coach is yelling him to slow down here. That's great offense, just drive and kick to an open, wide open shooter.
Yeah.
Good look. Pond has the ball, swings it over to Carpenter. Shot faked on that. Throws it over to Samples. 15 seconds to go. Indians lead by three. Coming up. Good talk by the defense there in the full recovery bench with Toby Metzger.
Bruns misses that three-pound with a rebound putback. As the buzzer goes off, not as something you want to do is give up an offensive rebound to finish the half. After one half, the Indians lead 20-19. Your thoughts there, Jordan?
You know, it's going to be a pretty incredible second half. You know, both sides are scoring. Parkway's offense is doing a really good job at their cuts and flashing. On the other end, you know, we're shooting the ball well. Alex Dews is playing a heck of a game for the Indians right now. And one thing I do like is we're attacking it to the rim. So, all in all, it's going to be a pretty good finish, I think.
All right, let's be back for our halftime break here.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here as our cheerleaders are performing our halftime, I think, Christmas performance, maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Student appreciation?
Yeah, student appreciation night. Yeah. But, you know, they had a little Christmas thing going with some Christmas songs here. And also before the game, and I'm going to give a shout out because I was a part of it. But, you know, we had our middle school go out there for in between games. Our middle school received this week or actually had a presentation last week or whatever. But. Right before Thanksgiving, our administration went to Washington, D.C., and we picked up the Blue Ribbon Award for our middle school, which is a national honor. I believe our middle school was one of 19 schools in the state of Ohio, and I think one of 28 middle schools in the whole entire nation to receive the Blue Ribbon Award, which they honored our middle school staff. In reality, it's our whole school district and our community for it at halftime as well.
Great honor, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool knowing that, you know, you receive that because not too many schools around here do. And like I said, I was a part of that. And we spent a lot of time writing that essay to try to get honored for that. It was 16 pages worth. And hate to think of how many hours our staff spent after school, you know, collaborating together on what to write and how to answer questions and how to get everything involved in our community aspect of it. And so, you know, it feels pretty cool for us as a staff that, you know, we spent all that time and it's kind of rewarded and the payoff. And then obviously, you know, we get the kids in middle school that the elementary teachers, you know, provide. And your wife is one of those elementary teachers. And, you know, so we're thankful they do such a great job. And that's why it's a team effort for us is, you know, we can only work with what we got. And so our elementary staff does a great job of preparing them for us. And then, you know, the parents and the support of the parents and then, you know, people in our community doing so many things, you know, like our business sponsors here to advertise for the games and different stuff like that. So, you know, feel very blessed being a part of our district, and that's definitely a district award and honor. So.
Yeah, and then, you know, kind of what you're going to say too, and, you know, what you guys provide then for the high school staff, and they do such a great job, and not only in the high school level, but then beyond that, you know, what we do for the outreach for colleges and all that stuff. So, we definitely appreciate all those teachers and very gracious for all that. So
absolutely. All right, so breaking down here our scores for the varsity game. Again, our Indians lead at halftime 20-19. First quarter scores went like this. Parkway led by 2 at the end of 1, 8-6. Our Indians outscored Parkway 14-11 in the second quarter to take that 20-19 lead. Leading scores for the Indians was Alex Dews. Senior Alex Dews, Jordan, came out. Hit three threes and had 13 points
to lead the way for the Indians. Troy Holman chipped in with three, Gavin Fowler with three, and Rex Leverett with one. So, you know, Alex is coming in averaging 5 points, has hit four threes on the season, short season, in three games, has three already tonight.
Yeah, that's incredible. As far as Parkway goes, their highest scorer currently is with six, and that'd be Brayden Bruins and Caden Berry. Both of those have a pair of threes, so two guys we definitely want to keep an eye on here in the second half.
Absolutely. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back and recap some JV scores and also some rest of the highlights for this weekend with games and schedules and such.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
All right, we're back here. Again, Indians lead at halftime, 20-19. Tomorrow, the boys are going to be at Ansonia taking on Coach Tony Overton's Ansonia Tigers, and that will be simulcast on with WPGW NFHS video available. Says, didn't think they had NFHS. I thought it was a Huddle account and a link that you could get on a Huddle account.
Yes.
I thought it was what Coach O had said. And Coach Overton was a assistant here. He's one of my assistants. I brought him over from Jay County a few years back, and he's been a longtime assistant here and a coach at Fort Recovery. And a couple years, I think it was last year, got his head coaching job that he's been wanting to have for a number of years and got it at Ansonia, so it should be a good game. And then you got a shout-out here to give
to
your boys.
The 7th grade boys basketball team and the 8th grade boys basketball team were victorious yesterday. The 7th grade won 49-46 over Parkway, and the 8th graders won 36-30. So definitely a big win for both of our boys in 7th and 8th grade, and hopefully we get a few more out of them here.
Yeah, they were pretty jacked today at school when I had a chance to talk to them a little bit.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. So.
And then continuing with our schedule, we have next Tuesday, we have Girls Host St. Mary's, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with audio on NFHS is available there. And then Friday, the boys are going to be at South Adams, and they'll simulcast that with WPGW Radio with Rob Weaver, I'm assuming, if you want to tune in to listen to that. And then also, I know our junior high girls play tomorrow, on 8th grade only. At home against Mississinewa Valley. They don't have a 7th grade team, and that starts at 10 o'clock. So. And then getting to our JV scores here. Our JV was victorious tonight, 46-35. Halftime score was the Indians up 28-19, and then won 46-35. Leading scorer for the Indians was Breaker Judy. Freshman Breaker Judy had a 12. Fellow classmate Grant Fortkamp with 11. Next in line was fellow classmate Brody Bargy with 8. We had Douglas Benn with 4, Hayden Seifring with 3, Luke Lochtefelt with 1, and our foreign exchange student, his name is Ingold, I'm assuming. That's how it looks, and I don't know his first name.
Ben.
Ben, there you go. Yep. I knew it started with a B. Ben had 4 points, so
He's staying with the Heitkamp family, so glad he can come over and kind of take part in that. So,
yeah, great kid, great personality.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back for the start of the third quarter.
Time is running out and the Christmas clock is ticking away. If you're still on the hunt for some great toys for the kids, Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery should be your next stop. From now until the end of the year, for every $100 of Case IH toys you buy, you'll get $20 off. Pedal tractors, farm sets, toy tractors, and combines, your little ones will love them. Hurry in and save. This deal only applies to Case IH toys. Merry Christmas from Hall Brothers, your Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Pete Parkway's ball here to start the third quarter in Fort Recovery Insurance. So we missed Chad Fowler and Fowler Mechanical as we had some different quarter sponsors. Turnover there by Stearns. So we had Fowler Mechanical in the first quarter. Guggenbiller for three, right out to shoot.
Nice job.
Reese Guggenbiller, great driving kick from Troy Holman. The Reese Guggenbiller on the left-hand side, giving him his first basket of the night. Crouch with a little bunny shot off the back of the rim. Rebound Parkway. Barry back over to Smith.
Stearns thought about a three, turned it down when it drove in.
Smith with the offensive rebound. Indians back in there 1-2-2.
And we talked about how we liked this defense tonight because I didn't think man-wise we were doing a great job guarding them.
Yeah, I would agree. Our spacing right now is really good. And when everybody gets their hands up and they play disciplined defense like this, you can do some good stuff with this.
Yep.
Rollins with the ball at the top, passes over to Barry. Barry to Smith. Smith over to Rollins for a wing three. Got it. Big three there for Parkway. Brings the score 23-22 Indians.
One of the things that can happen in a zone is you can lose some shooters, but in that 1-2-2, Reese just got caught on a screen right there.
Yeah.
Because they normally have that wing covered. Nice drive by Reese Guggenbiller. Turns. No good. Troy Holman with the rebound. Discards the defender. Ah. Misses it. Grabs it. Trying to go right back up. Throws it over to Gavin. Kicks up to Rex. Jab step, but nothing there. By the way, the Bruns girl that set out for them last night, their best player is Cousins with the Bruns out here that's playing. So thanks to Mr. Matt Triplett, the middle school principal over there, was our middle school principal as well.
Alex Seuss with the ball top. Feeds it over to Gavin at the elbow.
Take him or shoot it there, Gav.
Kick out back to Alex. Over to Reese Guggenbiller on the wing. Reese attacks the paint. Nothing there. Back to Alex on the wing. Alex trying to survey the floor here. Right now we're kind of standing. We're getting a little
stagnant.
Yeah.
So Troy Holman has the ball. Again, our first quarter sponsor is Fowler Mechanical, our second K&L Tractors, and our third is now Fort Recovery Insurance. Since I kind of jacked that up, we want to make sure we get all those people in. Troy Holman has the ball, dribble weave over here with Alex Deuce. Thought it, let it go. No good. Rex Leverett tracks it down.
Ooh.
Jumps over the bench to save it. Good hustle by Rex.
Stern pushing the ball up the floor. Smith over to Crouch. Nothing in the short corner. They call a push. On, is that Reese?
Yep. That will be his second. Indians first. Thought maybe we got him kind of buried down in that corner. We'd come trapping with Gavin and Reese there on that.
Braden Bruce checks in for Crouch. I think it's the first time I've seen him only sub one. Barry with a wing three. Nothing there. Rex Leverett with the rebound.
Getting 5 minutes here to go in the third quarter. Indians lead by one, 23-22. Troy Holman's trying to get us organized and set up. Kicks over to Alex Deuce, coming off a baseline run. Got to be stronger there, Alex. Especially if they're up on you like that, you take one step and you're by them.
Yeah.
And here comes the other four in.
Yeah. And everybody but Bruce.
So what do you think? You, as a player, would you like playing five in, five out?
I would not.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No.
Especially if you're in a rhythm.
Yep.
Maybe that's something he gauges on, too.
Not only that, too, but I think, you know, you learn to play with people. And maybe this is what they do in practice. And you only play with those that group of guys. But, you know, you got to be able to learn everybody's tendencies.
Right. Yep. Little hand check right there on
Bruins.
Braden Bruins. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like, you know, if your lineup gets mixed and you're not used to playing with them, it's almost like starting over, really.
And I guess from my standpoint, too, you know, you get in the end of the game where someone's in foul trouble. Now you're paired up with two or three other guys that you're not used to.
Yep.
Nice little spin around there from Rex Leverett, but misses it. Rebound Bruns. Throws it over to Carpenter. Shot fake there up top. Swings it over to Samples on the right-hand side in front of our home crowd. Dribble handoff to Bruns. Right now, Coach Leverett was not happy with our Indians. I think he wants their defense to switch on dribble handoffs or ball screens, yeah. And we weren't doing that. Alex got caught there not switching.
And we went back to man. I'm anxious to see if we keep this for a possession or...
Well, right now, we've missed a lot of guys. We've kind of gotten lucky.
Yeah.
3 for Sample or Carpenter. No good. Rebound for Rex. Yeah, we missed a couple guys defensively right there. Troy Holman has the ball here in front of coaches. Gets the ball, side ball screen from Gavin. Penetrates in. Pull up jumper way off by Troy. Tracks his rebound down. Kicks out to Rex. Rex drives in, passes to Reese on the baseline. Reese drives baseline, and check call.
I tell you, Troy Holman, one thing he does, he brings so much physicality to the floor.
Yeah, especially for your point guard.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and part of that's being a senior. Part of that's just the weight room and, you know, his desire and toughness. So,
if I'm not mistaken, I think he already has 3 or 4 offensive rebounds. Troy Holman checking the ball in.
That's one thing also on the other end. Usually he's the defensive balance guy, so that's one thing teams may look at as well and say, hey, if their point guard's going to crash, let's get it and push in transition because they have no balance either.
Yeah.
So something we'll have to adjust to if that happens. Troy has the ball on the right-hand side. Surveying, trying to get Gavin Fowler in there. Swings it over to Rex. Kicks out Troy on the right-hand side again. Bounce pass to the post. Kick ball there by Bruins.
It's really amazing how patient both offenses are being right now.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's pretty uncharacteristic when we, you know, in a basketball game, normally you either have one team pushing hard, another team maybe being patient, or vice versa. But both teams are being very patient on the offensive side.
Well, you know, and that brings in the whole shot clock thing that people say, yeah. Well, that's why you got to have a shot clock. You get up more points.
Yeah.
Turnover there by Gavin Fowler. He's trying to kick over to Eli Leonard. I watched a college game the other day, by the way, halftime, which is 20 minutes. For college, and it was 14-21 at halftime. And they have a shot clock, and that's the only sport they do. They're
that's
not playing
crazy.
Multiple sports like our kids.
Yeah.
And they're there on scholarship, you know, so they work out it year round where some of our, you know, high school kids don't. So nice drive by Carpenter, scores up. Panthers now take the lead 24-23 with 2:43 to go here in the third quarter. Overman has the ball for the Indians, drives and spins, looking for a shot. That was a shot he was getting the other night, Jordan.
Yep. Usually he'd reverse back around and nothing there.
Struggled and get it tonight. Rex has the ball on the left-hand side. Swings it back to Briggs. Receives a ball screen up top by Rex. They're going to call a shove off. Rex maybe sold that a little bit.
That gives them their 13th foul, third quarter.
If we can be really aggressive here, maybe getting that free throw line.
Gavin Evers checking in. Sorry for Rex.
No, you're good.
What were you saying there? Sorry,
I was just going to say we got Leonards, Fowler, Holman, Evers, and Overman on the floor. And Indians trail by one now with 2:17 left. And Troy's trying to get us organized. Kicks over to Eli. Eli dribble handoff to Briggs. Briggs attacks the gap now, drives in.
No foul.
Ooh. Pond has the ball on the left-hand side. Kicks over to Carpenter. Shot fake drives in there.
Hard.
Gavin Fowler
good hustle.
Just goes after that thing like 100 mile an hour.
Get over. Good recovery there by Leonards.
Yep. Bruns has the ball up top. Hands off to Carpenter on the right-hand side. He drives and fakes the spin. Kicks over to Hughes. Power dribbles inside. Throws up a jump hook and scores.
Troy Holman pushing the ball up the right side.
Need a bucket right here as Parkway extended that lead to 3 now. Need to respond, Indians.
Over to Leonards on the wing. Throws up a 3, nothing there. Offense rebound, Gavin Fowler. Ooh, they're going to call charge on that.
Yeah, extended that arm.
Yep. And right now you can just tell we're getting a little frustrated. Got to calm down a little bit.
Coach Leverett's asking AJ Kramer there for an explanation on how is the hold not being called. There's a reason why he extended his arm for Coach Hussain. Minute to go here in the Fort Recovery third quarter. Sponsor. Indians trail by three. Cumberter has the ball. Swings it up to Hughes. Over to Bruins. Over to Samples. Back up the pond up top. Over to Carpenter. He does a great job of catching and shot faking every time. Yeah. Samples has the ball. Swings it back to Carpenter. Looks like Parkway is going to be very patient here unless they get the shot they want. Pond has the ball. Back to Samples. Coach is telling him, put on the brakes. Don't go.
Yeah.
As he was getting ready to attack there.
Okay.
Samples just dribbling the ball away. 12 seconds.
Bruins with the ball. Back over to Samples. Back over to Doug Hughes on the wing. Carpenter up top of the key for a three. Off the front of the rim. Hughes with the rebound. Hughes going back up. Foul called on Leonards, I believe.
You know, I think that's the third time they've run that play at the end of quarters, and we have not guarded it very well yet.
Not. And you know, that right now Parkway's doing a heck of a job at flashing the post, flashing on the offensive boards off the left side of the rim for Doug Hughes. 2.9 seconds left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard.
Takes a couple dribbles and long on the rebound. Tip up. Actually tips it to Troy. And just lost the ball. So at the end of three, our Indians lose that quarter and are behind by three. 26-23 going into the fourth quarter.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hi, this is
All right, and we're back here to start fourth quarter. Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians have the ball to start off. We put up 3 points in that quarter, Jordan. That was not a very good quarter for us. And that should have been a foul right there. You can see his hand come down.
Especially when the refs stand right in front of you.
Right. You know, the other thing with that is Alex Dews had 13 points for us, and I don't know if he got a shot up that quarter. And that's just recognition for the Indians. You got to be able to know who's hot. Stern strips the ball there from Rex. And you got to be able to get that kid some shots. And we just missed Alex. And maybe that's why we're struggling a little bit offensively.
And Parkway's made some really good adjustments for that. Ball over to Barry. Barry over to Crouch on the wing. Back over to Stearns. Indians back. They are in man. Parkway trying to get organized here. Ball over to Barry. Over to Rollins on the wing. Back in to Stearns on the corner. Stearns attacks the paint. Goes up a little floater. Got it. And they are calling. What's he calling?
On the floor.
On the floor. Okay.
Took his time making the call there as Steinbrenner, but nonetheless made the call. As Rex's third, team's first.
Yeah. Rollins with the ball. Kicks back out to Smith. Over to Stern. Surveying the floor. Barry looking to attack. Nothing there. Stern's holding the ball there at the top. This is beyond patient. I'm not used to the, this is crazy.
Yeah, your junior high kids would have jacked this up, wouldn't they?
About twice already.
Stearns has it up top, swings it over to Barry on the left-hand side, guarded by Mason Dillon. Back to Stearns. You know, they're being very patient. Maybe this is why people
almost
want
to
shot.
A fall. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we went a minute, almost 2 minutes, and there's been one shot so far.
Good turnover there for Reese Guggenbiller. Alex Dews, nothing there on the cornerback. Three ball for Reese, nothing there. Rebound by Stearns.
And going to be a reach-in foul for Troy Holman. So Parkway's done a great job of, you know, they're up three, limiting, I guess, possessions for us to get back in this thing.
And what makes it tough, too, you know, every shot we take now over here is
magnified.
You're gritting your teeth just hoping that you get one in.
Yeah.
What do you think Bob Levereck's going to do here? Is he going to ramp up the pressure a little bit?
I think you got to a little bit, yeah. I mean, I think you got to, you know, I know our man defense hasn't worked well tonight. It's going to be a hand check on Mason Diller there. Third in, foul for the Indians. 6 minutes to go, so that could be something to look at as well. But, you know, if we go zone, they're probably going to hold the ball.
Yep.
And, you know, I feel like we've, which we've talked about, I feel like we've struggled guarding on man tonight. So, Coach Hughes comes out on the floor and wipes the floor up.
I'm a little speechless there, sorry.
Don't know if I've ever seen that.
I don't think so. Parkway going to be checking the ball in, Bruce. Indians with a little bit more pressure here.
Gavin Fowler checked in for Mason Diller there.
Good rotation there. Alex Dews coming back out on Rollins. I'm okay with that matchup.
Stearns looking to get a shot up. Barry caught it. Traveled, yep. Sure did. I wondered if they were going to call that or not. Tried to plant his inside pivot foot, but drug it there.
I mean, I don't know about you, Coach, but I'm thinking the first team to 30-32 wins the game.
Well, I called that. Called that during the Jay County game.
Oh,
we went
right.
35 points. We're going to win this thing.
That's
and we got
true.
38. Alex Dews drives in there left hand and misses it. Gavin Fowler with the rebound. Back up, Gavin. It's going to be 3 seconds.
Get it out of there.
Yeah, there's a reach-in foul. He missed Alex Dews on the kickout. That would have been a huge shot for Alex right there.
And there goes four.
I was curious in my mind if he was going to sub this group in or keep his starters out there in the fourth quarter, how the subbing pattern was going to go. When 5:24 brings in his second unit, he's not saying they're better or worse, but, you know.
I mean, really, they don't skip a beat right now.
No, not a whole lot. I would like to have Rollins out there on the floor if I was Coach Hughes, though, because I feel like he's their best player.
Let alone just being a huge scoring threat, kind of like you said, but, yeah.
Rex dribbles in, kicks out to Troy Holman. Holman has the ball over to Leverett. Leverett surveys what's going on. Over to Reese Guggenbiller. Swings the ball to Alex Dews. Inside to Gavin Fowler. Gavin takes it up strong and powers up and scores. Giving Gavin 5 on the night.
And one good thing for the Indians now is Parkway's went a little stagnant without scoring, so hopefully that plays against them here.
26-25 Panthers lead with 4:40 to go. Clubber drives in. Shot up. No good. Troy Holman with the rebound. Kicks over to Reese Guggenbiller. Up to Rex Leverett. Thought about a three. Drives in. Nice pass to Gavin, but Gavin wasn't looking.
Samples bringing the ball up the left side of the floor.
And Coach Hughes is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here. 30-second timeout. 4:23 to go. Panthers 26. Indians 25.
New Year's Eve is coming up, and you're wondering what to do. Here's your answer. The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is having a huge New Year's Eve party at the Legion featuring the dueling pianos. We all know that it's a big party when the dueling pianos come to town. Plus, it's New Year's Eve, so this should be a great event. The tickets are $100 per person, and they're available from any Sawyer Overman committee member or any community club member, and all the proceeds will go toward the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park. The event includes a supper and an open bar, and there will be several side raffles going on that night. Don't miss the big New Year's Eve party featuring the dueling pianos. Get your tickets now from any Sawyer Overman committee member or any community club member.
Kickball there by Reese Guggenbillers. Carpenter was inbound in front of the Parkway bench and in front of us. Throws it up to Samples. Troy Holman's trying to keep him on a side here. Over to Carpenter. And is our man-to-man. Jump that and keep him there and trap that.
Especially getting that corner.
Yeah. Carpenter has the ball. Top swings it over to Samples. Looking for Pond. Pond drives in. Wild off-balance shot.
What are they calling here?
They're going to call Troy Holman on the box out.
Did he get underneath him?
Yep. Yep.
That will be the Indians' fourth team foul. Parkway only has one team foul here so far in this quarter. Carpenter checking the ball in. Tries to lob it up Doug Hughes. And that foul will bring... Wow. I missed that.
I didn't see it either.
I think there was a little altercation here between Doug Hughes and Gavin Fowler. That will be the Indians' fifth team foul, bringing Doug Hughes to the free throw line to shoot two.
Gavin Fowler gets called for the foul and the push. I was intrigued. I was not even watching. I'm watching over here. One of the kids on the bench is calling the out-of-bounds plays for him, writing him on a marker board.
Oh, wow.
He was the one holding up the signs when they ran out-of-bounds plays, so I was paying attention to that.
In and out there for Doug Hughes.
You know, if they keep this lineup in, that would be the kid I'd want to foul because he's missed about three or four free throws right now. So, again, Indians trail by one with 3:52 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Hughes, couple dribble. Almost no good. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Ooh. Carpenter comes in and tries to knock it away.
That's one of those you got to keep that ball out of your belly.
Chin it when you get a rebound. That's old school stuff there, Jordan. They don't talk about chin it anymore.
They don't. You don't hear that term too often.
No.
Unfortunately. So valuable. Troy Holman with the ball. Pass over to Rex Leverett on the wing, and Coach Leverett's going to take a timeout.
Let's take one with them, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, and we're back, and we got, again, the Indians trail by one with 3:42 to go. You know, tonight's MAC action there, Jordan, besides the Panthers here at Fort Recovery.
Yeah, we got St. Henry's over at Coldwater. New Knoxville's playing a tough Delta St. John's team this year. New Bremen over at Versailles. Obviously, Parkway here at good old FR. And then the Minster and Marion game will be rescheduled as Marion went to state here in football, so that will be later this season.
I'm shocked they went to
state.
Are you? Sun comes up and Marion goes to state, it seems like.
Yep.
Troy Holman looking for Alex Dews up top. Alex drives in, kicks over to Reese Guggenbiller. Big three if this goes in.
In and out.
In and out. Just can't seem to buy one right there. Troy Holman picks up Stearns full court, and that's a foul, and they'll be shooting two free throws. Troy's third
hopefully he shoots as good as Dylan Hughes, and we'll be just fine, right?
Yeah. And some high arch on that one.
One. Huh?
Yeah, good call. Usually it's the opposite on the old broadcaster jinx. Trevor Stearns, 6 foot junior, steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line, and nice adjustment for that young man. Hits the second one there. 27-25 with 3:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Troy Holman's walking it up. Trying to get a side ball screen pick and roll between Gavin and Troy. And there's a little basketball on the floor.
Doug Hughes out there get that too.
Yeah. I think they might try to take that purple Fort Recovery ball home with them.
So I was wondering the same thing.
Some little fan. Aw. It's Kel Ramos' little niece lost it over there. Laney.
Oh. Alex Deuce with the ball
in
the way.
Crying.
Hitting the Rex Lever right there on the block.
Kick
nothing
out.
There. Kick out.
Right back into him. Missed that one. Had a chance for a little two-man game going.
Yeah.
Gavin has the ball up top. Looking to find Troy Holman. And Stearns does a great job of denying him the ball. Pick and roll over on the right-hand side now. Got Gavin ISO'd inside. Swings it to Rex. Over to Alex. Come ball screen over here now. Alex drives in.
Back cut. Ooh. Good cut there by Rex. Nothing there.
Side ball screen over here with Gavin and Reese. Gavin has it on the block. Can go to town now. Spinning back. Step through.
Foul.
Guys, got to be a foul.
Still makes the bucket. Big shot there by Gavin Fuller.
Should have been an and one.
Brings the score 27 all.
2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Stearns drives in. And Coach Hughes is going to take a timeout. Full timeout. Let's take one with them. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians. BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And we're back at the Fortside Fieldhouse again. 2:11 to go in the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. It is all tied up, 27-27.
So, Coach, do you see any adjustments here on either end here?
No, now that it's a tie ball game, I'm not too sure we don't go back to a 1-2-2 zone.
Yeah.
You know, Parkway is going to be very patient, but same time, I think that's been one of our best defenses so far at this point.
I think it'll do well, too, if we stay in this. I mean, we've been controlling their drives pretty a lot easier with the zone. So,
and a shot goes up, blocked there or missed it by
I like
Rollins.
This push. Ah.
Now the Indians are going to be patient.
Yeah.
By the way, we were in our 1-2-2 zone.
We were.
Yeah,
we were.
And stolen away there. And
ooh, what's he going to call?
Basket good, and the foul on Troy Holman, giving him four. Good basket for Fletcher Smith, 6 foot senior, on the steal of Alex Dews. The hoop and the harm, as they say.
Troy Holman just couldn't get there. I mean, about another half second, a little sooner. I think
that,
we would have had
yeah,
it.
That and we just were, can't have that turnover on this end either.
Yeah. Bruins checks in for Barry, so now they are mixing their lineup here a little bit. Rollins stays in the game. That gives the Panthers a three-point lead.
Minute 50 here to go. Got to go a little quicker and be a little more urgent here.
Leverett has the ball on the right-hand side. Actually, that might have went off his hip. Knocked away, out of bounds.
It's kind of crazy that Parkway only has one foul this quarter.
Yeah, it's true. Well, there hadn't been a lot of possessions, really.
Yeah.
Gavin Fowler receives the ball from Troy Holman.
I like this matchup. Ooh.
Swings it up to Holman, over to Leverett. Trying to get Alex Dews open, coming off of a screen. Set another screen there for him, Gavin. There you go. Rex thought about a three. Alex is running. Carpenter's right in his pocket. Going to be a blocking call on Stearns. That's their second one.
You know, Gavin, too, I think if he starts a little bit more in that middle, he don't get caught out in that wing with that tough area. So,
Coach Leverett takes a full timeout. Let's take one with him, and we'll be right back.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
And we're back at the Forside Fieldhouse with 1:21 to go. Parkway Panthers have 30. And our Fort Recovery Indians are looking at 27 here. Minute 21 to go. Jordan, offensively, what are we looking to do?
You know, personally, we've been shooting a lot of threes, and I'm worried that we're going to take a tough three, but I'm hoping we try to attack the rim. If it's not there, then hit our kick out. I'm a firm believer of I like to go in inside out. I'm also an old-time post player, so, but what do you think there, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, you know, Parkway's trying not to foul either, and, you know, usually at the end of late games, and so even though they have some fouls to give before we shoot free throws, unless it's on the shot, but I think it's would be my philosophy as well. It looks like they're trying to get Rex Leverett the ball, ISO'd inside, drives in there, gets it blocked from Stearns, goes up and probably blocks another one on Gavin Fowler. Big defensive play there by Stearns as he's holding his shoulder. Maybe come foul him, make him shoot free throws. Yep. Parkway's taking a timeout here.
Nurse is a little confused. So did he call a timeout?
Yeah, they called timeout. Parkway did. Timeout. Let's just stay here since we just came back off commercial break here, Jordan. So, you know, again, to start off the game, Indians were up here at the end of first quarter, Charlotte at the end of the first quarter, 8-6. Led at halftime, 20-19. Charlotte at the end of 26-23. I think the story of the game really has been Alex Dews started off very hot at 13 points at half and has not scored the second half. And really, I don't know if it's defensive, it's both teams being very patient, but there hasn't really been a lot of possessions really in the second half.
I was just about to say that it's turned into a game of possessions, and right now Parkway's on the upside being up and owning that possession. So,
yeah, you know, when you're looking with them under a minute to go, 56 clicks to go on the clock here, and you're up, you're okay with the low possession.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the Fort Recovery Indians who are now looking, you know, up the hill, you know, we probably wish we would have maybe sped things up maybe a little bit and had some more possessions that way. So,
and you know, it's amazing how many times I've been talking about this new free throw rule, but it's going to play a huge factor in today's game as it has been multiple games already. And, you know, you don't get that chance for that 1-1. Now you get two shots. So, I mean, we'll see how it plays out here.
Yeah, you know, in that last possession, you know, I thought Rex had a chance possibly for a foul. You know, Gavin had a chance for a foul. And, you know, the one thing we did, we talked about, was going to the hole and being aggressive, and we did that.
Yeah,
we just didn't get anything from it. So, need a stop right here, possibly a turnover.
Ooh.
3-4 count.
Get it.
Get it to Stearns. Walking.
Oh.
Been nice to get that call.
Yeah.
Stearns now breaks away from the pressure. Over to Rollins. Back up to Barry. Swings it to Carpenter. We got to come foul. About 13 seconds went off the clock here. Again, that's
those
valuable time.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have that travel called right there. Slow motion, which obviously that's an advantage if you ran slow motion.
Yep.
Like to have seen it, but fast pace, it's hard to judge.
Off the back of the rim for Carpenter.
Still giving the Indians, leaving the door open, giving us a chance.
43 seconds is a lot of time, right?
Yep. Wyatt Carpenter, 6'1", junior, misses both of them. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Over to Holman. Need to be aggressive here and get a good look. Be efficient. Throws it to Rex Leverett on the right-hand side. Looking for Reese Guggenmiller coming up for three. Right there it is.
Get in there.
Short. Gavin Fowler tracks that rebound down. Over to Alex.
Oh!
30-second timeout. We missed it, so we're okay with that.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And we're back. 26.6 to go. Indians trail by three, 30-27. You know, looking at this, Jordan, from halftime, we've only scored 7 points.
What did I say? 32 points wins the game?
Yeah. And you might be right. Indians had 20, Parkway 19. Right now, the Parkway Panthers have scored 11. We've scored 7. Points have been hard to come by. You know, it's a nice outside. It's not frigid. Yeah. I don't know why we're shooting cold, so cold for.
What's Bob Leverett got here for us?
Holman's triggering in. Getting the Guggenmiller in the corner. Got Gavin Fowler inside. Got to be quick with it. Got fouled right there. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love the attack inside. Yeah. Kind of like you were talking off
air.
Yeah,
we were questioning that off air. Is you go inside with the hope of getting two and making a one-point game, but you're looking at 20 seconds to go. And knowing that you don't have many possessions left, you go for a wide-open three.
And, you know, they haven't been stellar at the free throw.
No, they have not. So we got some options to foul. We just got to foul the right guy, and hopefully they miss.
And don't let it be Troy here because he's got four.
Yep. And Gavin misses the free throw.
That makes it tough.
Misses the free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line. Gavin dribbles, eyes and flies, and off on that one. No good. Alex Dews with the quick foul.
That makes it tough.
19 clicks to go, and we are down three. We need a miss right here. Five fouls, so they're shooting two. Shooting two no matter what, I guess. There is no one-on-one
anymore. They haven't changed those five fouls.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of anxious to know what we have this quarter. I don't
Foul wise,
stats here, but
Stern steps up, a couple dribbles, and no good. Well, we fouled the right guy so far.
19 seconds left. Looks like we have two timeouts left, so it'll be interesting what we do here. Student section going crazy.
And hits the second.
Plenty of time here, boys.
That's his first points of the night. Got to be aggressive, fellas. Down four. Let's go.
We need a shot, boys.
Briggs Overman for three in the corner. Hits it.
I'm out.
Down one with five seconds to go. Indians trail, 31-30.
Big shot there.
Yep. Let's take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Do
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
And again, 5.5 seconds to go. Indians trail by one, and we were saying off air, Jordan, we need a foul here before the clock comes off. Any time comes off to give us a full 5 seconds to get down the floor.
Yep.
And hurry up and foul right there. 4.6 on the clock. Good foul there by, I think it was Briggs. Going to the line is going to be Braden Bruns, I believe, right?
Yep.
Braden Bruns. 6 foot junior.
Ideally, we need him to miss the first one here, and then honestly, if he makes the second one, it kind of gives us a little bit of time to check the ball in. But I know coach is thinking of it both two different ways, so because good chance you're going to be taking a deep shot anyway.
Yeah.
So
hits that one, steps up with ice in his veins, cashes in, giving Brun 7 points.
Looks
on the
like
night.
The Indians are going to take a timeout.
30-second timeout.
Ice the shooter here a little bit.
Yep, let's take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Hey, I call it on the rebound here.
You make it, then I understand.
Yeah, and that's what we were just kind of talking about here is where what do you do with 4.6? You get a rebound if he misses and call a timeout? Do you try to push it and call a timeout? What happens if he hits it? You take a timeout. Then we have no timeouts left, so I guess we can. I thought they had one
up there. I thought we did have one.
They did have one up there on the scoreboard, so we're out of timeouts.
So I guess that option don't matter.
Yeah. They tricked us. All that talking for nothing. Isaac flies it, and good. Three-point lead. Indians have got to hit a three right now. Troy Holman brings it up, and they foul quickly, which they do have fouls to give. They got one more they can give.
Yeah, if we could caught that a little deeper.
Yeah. But actually, they got four now.
One good thing is, too, is they're going to...
Actually, they could foul us and have us shoot free throws.
Yeah, yep. Hopefully, if we can get an action down by a three-point line with a going-up shot, maybe... Too many options, right?
Rex Leverett drives in there. Oh, looking for the foul on the shot and misses it.
Off the back of the rim.
Off of the back of the rim. Tough look for Rex there. Not an easy shot to hit by any means. And the Parkway Panthers come in here and steal one from our Fort Recovery Indians as they win 33-30. The Indians fall to 2-2 on the campaign, and the Parkway Panthers improve the record to 3-2. The Indians are 0-1 in MAC play, and Parkway is 1-0. Let's take a break. Here's some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more Melissa and Doug toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys this Christmas season at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their Christmas list, and Miracle Lanes has just what you need to solve that problem for you. Miracle Lanes gift cards. You can get them from $5 up to $500, and they can be used for anything they sell at Miracle Lanes. Bowling equipment and games, food, drinks, anything they offer at Miracle Lanes. Don't spend your time looking online or in the stores for something they don't want. Just head out to Miracle Lanes and get your Christmas shopping done fast and easy, and they'll love you for it. Miracle Lanes gift cards, the best Christmas gift you can give them.
Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Our Indians lose a tough one in a close ball game. That sound just disappeared. Yeah. We were looking for that
goodness.
The whole entire night, Neil.
Nailed up. Oh.
Savior. Indians lose 33-30. In a tough, as I said, hard-fought game. Leading scorers for the Indians was Alex Dews with 13 points, scored all 13 in the first half, and just never got going in the second half. Gavin Fowler chipped in with 7, 3 points apiece for Briggs Overman, who hit a big three down there in the corner to cut the lead there for us, 31-30. Reese Guggenbiller with 3, and Rex Leverett with 1 point on the night, which is shocking.
That's tough.
That is. Troy Holman chipped in with 3 as well. I missed that one. So, and then for Parkway,
The
got
Panthers,
their scores?
Yeah, they Braden Bruins and Trent Rollins both led the team with 8. Caden Berry, and he finished with 6. And then a lot of the other ones were kind of single scores between Fletcher Smith, Devin Crouch, Stearns, Hughes, they all had that 2-3 point range. So, really low scoring game, battle of possessions right now.
Yep. And we're joined here with Fort Recovery Indian coach Bob Leverett. And so, you know, coach, tough loss here. And, I thought executed game for the most part in the first half was pretty well executed. Just low possessions as far as that goes. But, you know, tough game.
Yeah. I mean, you got to talk on defense. You got to show a little bit more effort. I mean, more of the story is they wanted it a little worse than us right now. I think that's the moral of the story was their kids were tougher than us. We got a bunch of nice kids right now. We didn't talk on defense. That's something we've been trying to emphasize for the last month and a half, that teams that talk in general, offense, defense, whatever it is, and show effort usually win games. And we didn't have two of those in the second half, I didn't think. Once they had to come down to this end and talk for themselves instead of me and Coach Metzger talking through them on defense, then things changed. Offensively, I think we got it inside a few times. I thought they were, I don't want to blame officials, but you know what? If we're tough enough and power up through and score, then it's a different game. If we hit free throws, different game, you know? Yeah. So it's a combination of things, fellas. I mean, what can I say?
We called some more fouls than what the officials did up here, too,
for sure.
But anyhow, Alex Deuce had a good game, had 13 points at half, and didn't get really anything going in that second half, either.
None of us got anything going in the second half, so it wasn't just him.
Yeah.
You know? Kudos to Coach Hughes' staff or team. I mean, they just came out and
– And, you know, they have – the. It's amazing how they rotate. We were talking about this numerous times, their rotations. They didn't skip a beat.
No, I mean, they come in and they're fresh. You know, so the end of the game, you know, those 5 starters have played probably a half of basketball, to be honest with you, and it showed a little bit down the stretch. But you know what? Hey, the good thing is, like we told them, it's all fixable. We get a chance to go down to Ansonia tomorrow night and fix it. So,
you know, and that's the great thing about high school basketball compared to high school football. You know, after a game, you got to wait a whole week. And as you said, you get less than 24 hours, and you get to go right back at it and see kind of what you learned from the night before.
Yep.
So, we traveled down there and faced Coach Overton and the Ansonia Tigers, and I know they got drilled their first game by Arcanum.
Yeah.
I'm sure they played a game or two since then, and you've had a chance to see them.
Yeah, they've got Preble Shawnee tonight. Coach Hubbard's there watching that for us. That way we've got another game under our belt. We told them that. You don't think that Ansonia's going to be ready to go tomorrow, even though they don't have Stauman and Bowen. Better be ready because Overton's going to have those guys fired up and ready to go. So, we'll shoot around tomorrow. We'll get our heads back on and hopefully be ready to go. Because it's going to be a ruckus atmosphere down there, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to have him jacked up and anxious to play us there. That's
absolutely
with his second year and first time, you know, hosting us down there, being a longtime coach here. And obviously you and him are good friends. So, well, Coach, thanks for stopping up and appreciate it. And tough loss, but, you know, get
him tomorrow.
It's a
long season. We'll keep moving on.
Absolutely.
Get him
tomorrow. Absolutely.
Thanks,
thank
guys.
You. Yeah, appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And, you know, as Coach said, you know, it's early, you know, 0-1 in the MAC and 2-2 now on the year for us. And so, you know, nothing to be thrown in the, you know, the towel on or whatever. It's a long season, a lot to go. And
you know, Parkway, they're a good team. They're going to be plenty of guys. So it's going to be an interesting season to see how it plays out, especially when they start limiting all these teams to all these possessions.
Right. And, you know, and like Coach had said before, we got to continue to find ways to win close games, win ugly. And we just got to be able to get those scores. And we just came up short tonight on those. And, you know.
And, you know, you were a high school varsity coach. And, you know, at this level, there's so much preparation involved that people don't see behind the scenes. And a game like this, when you have a game possessions, it is crucial. And honestly, I felt like we were pretty prepared for this game. And it came down to a gut shot there at the end.
Well, right. You know these guys as well as I do. You know, you coach with them. With that staff, I guarantee you this. They've watched every single game Parkway's played. They've watched every single possession. There is nothing that they did not know was going to happen.
Yep.
The only thing is, hey, were they going to play five in, five out in the MAC? Because they haven't seen that yet.
Yes.
Other than that, they knew everything. It just comes down to execution, and unfortunately we didn't execute well enough, like Coach said. And we just got to be able to make those plays, and, you know, tomorrow we'll make them.
That's right.
So, anyhow, again, Indians lose 33-30 here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And Neil's going to wrap some things up. And, again, tomorrow we are at Ansonia. And you can listen, tune in to FR Radio, or you can it will be simulcast with WPGW as well. And I believe it's going to be a huddle link probably for that if you want to watch on TV.
Huddle Live, yes.
Yep, Huddle Live. So. All right, and for Jordan Winter, Brian Patch, we'll be turning it over to Neil Spencer. Thanks for listening.
Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Mary Colleen's your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Welcome back to the Rick Lane's post-game show. Indians lose tonight by, I think it was 3 points. They already have it off the scoreboard. So, well-played defense, but... second half, there was not much offense. Actually, the first quarter, not much offense. I believe it was 9-8 Indians down at the first quarter, leading 20-19 at the end of the second quarter. I think we scored 3 points in the third quarter and 7 in the fourth quarter. So we scored 10. They only scored 12 or 13 or 14 or something like that. So in the whole second half. So it was just... it was a defensive battle, and as you heard him talking about earlier, not very many possessions. in the whole thing. So, you know, it's just kind of a little frustrating when we can't get any points on the board. And you know, we tried hard, did what we could, but didn't get there. So what we have coming up. Tomorrow at Ansonia, we'll be simulcasting WPGW there. And next week, the girls will host St. Mary's. That'll be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast with probably Darian Sheffer and possibly Chase Bruns. We'll see how that goes. And we'll have that audio with the NFHS like we did tonight. And then Friday, the boys will play at South Adams. There's a couple of things out there that say it's a home game, but it is at South Adams. And we'll simulcast Rob Weaver, WPGW, from South Adams. So we appreciate everybody listening and watching on the NFHS video. Definitely appreciate Brian Patch and Jordan Winter for announcing the game. Doing a great job as always. And so I guess we'll just see you tomorrow night and see how it goes. So we appreciate everybody listening. Thanks to our sponsors. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio.